Welcome to Alternative Theater.
Things are about to get intense around here. Brian is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Brian?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good. I understand that you had a thespian experience about a year ago, but you don't really want to talk about it.
Yeah, it was. It was okay.
Not your finest performance to date. It's okay.
Well, we promise to hold your hand through this journey together.
Oh, sexy journey.
Appreciated.
The way that this works is we have three songs, all very popular alternative songs, and you're just trying to figure out the artist and the song as Mahoney and I perform them in our own dramatic way.
And I don't want to brag, Dave, but I've been doing a lot of voice acting recently. So I feel my level of drama has been furthered. Even further.
Well said, my friend.
All right.
Well said.
I've taken it to the limit, Dave.
All right. So here we go. We're going to go back and forth. We'll tell you when we're done. Don't interrupt. Mahoney gets very upset. Looking for two out of three in order to be our winner today. Here is song number one in alternative theater. Malone. Listless. Breakfast table in an otherwise empty room.
Young girl! Violence! Center of her own attention.
The mother reads aloud. Child tries to understand it. Tries to make her proud.
The shade goes down. It's in her head. Painted room. Can't deny there's something wrong.
And see.
Wow. It's like we're at Stratford-upon-Avon.
All right, what's your guess, Brian?
Oh, I'm going to say Pearl Jam. And the name of the song is...
We'll give you a half a point. We'll give you a half
okay.
point.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got half of it right. That's a tough one. I mean,
Pearl Jam and Daughter. Daughter is the name of the song. There.
Okay.
Exactly. So you got a half point. On the board.
That's okay. You're doing all right. This experience has not been ruined just yet.
You want to do this one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Lump sat alone in a boggy marsh.
Totally emotionless, except for her heart.
Mud flowed into Lump's pajamas.
She totally confused all the passing piranhas.
She's Lump.
She's in my head.
She's Lump. She's Lump.
Might be dead.
And see.
Bravo. Sorry, I got a little excited there. Stepped on your... Stepped
sorry, it's all right.
Stepped
sorry,
on your line.
Sorry.
I apologize. Sorry.
Okay. What do you got, Brian?
I'm going to say the Presidents of the United States of America, and I hope it's called Lump.
Yeah. There you go.
I mean, a true classic.
You have 1.5 points. We have one left. All you have to do is get half a point here, either the artist or the song.
Did you ever notice, though, all the guys in, like, the 90s, like the lead singer from Presidents of the United States of America, Ed Kowalczyk from Live, and the dude from Michael Stipe from R.E.M., all could be interchangeable.
They all look the same.
Are they not the same guy?
The same
How
guy.
Dare
They're
you?
The same guy, for sure.
Sorry.
All right, here we go. Third and final one. Win it right here, Brian. Have a successful thespian experience for once. Here we go. Closing time. Time for you to go out into the world.
Closing time. Turn out the lights. Up over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey.
Or beer.
Closing time. You don't have to go home.
But you can't stay here and see.
Beautiful.
Okay. For the win, Brian, what do you got for us?
I think that one is called Closing Time. And the rest doesn't matter, I guess, because I won, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't give a damn about our acting. Why would you ruin... such a beautiful thespian experience, Brian, with your
like, doesn't matter. I finished. I'm done.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.